USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. An audio recording of the 2021 meeting where former President Trump discusses holding secret documents he did not declassify has gone public. CNN obtained the two-minute tape, which aired on the network Monday.
Yeah, I just found, isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know. Except it is like highly confidential secret. This is secret information.
While talking to a staffer in New Jersey after leaving office, Trump seems to indicate he was holding a Pentagon document with plans to attack Iran. The clip is a key piece in Special Counsel Jack Smith's case against the former president, who pleaded not guilty earlier this month to the alleged mishandling of classified materials kept at his Florida estate. Russian President Vladimir Putin is characterizing the mercenary march on Moscow last weekend as criminal activity, and that there will be consequences for the ringleaders. Putin, speaking through a translator to the Russian people Monday, said order is restored.
And there has been a firm support of the constitutional order by all the leading parties, virtually the entirety of Russian society.
In Washington, the White House says there was no U.S. involvement in the Wagner Group rebellion. As for what comes next,
we're going to stay closely coordinated with those allies and partners, and we're going to continue to stand with Ukraine.
Cancellations and delays at U.S. airports are piling up after intense storms hit parts of the country. According to FlightAware, over 2,200 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. had been canceled Monday. Meantime, over 6,300 flights have been delayed. The shooter who killed five people and injured 19 others at a Colorado LGBTQ nightclub has pled guilty. The 23-year-old agreed to serve five consecutive life sentences without parole in a deal with prosecutors. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
A new variant of COVID-19 has been detected in several western states.
Cases of the EU11 strain have been confirmed in North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, and Montana. It's believed EU11 could be more transmissible, and at this time, the cases of the strain account for 8.7% of COVID cases in all those states. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A handful of Secret Service agents have testified before the grand jury investigating the January 6th Capitol riot.
Reports say roughly five or six agents gave testimony as part of the probe into whether former President Trump committed any crimes. It's being led by Special Counsel Jack Smith. What information the agents may have provided to the grand jury is not known. I'm Brian Shook.
Florida Governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis visiting the Texas border for the first time. He's laying out an immigration policy that would not allow claims of asylum between the ports of entry.
We'll do it through executive action where we will not entertain those claims.
Speaking in the border town of Eagle Pass, DeSantis says he will reinstate the Trump policy of remain in Mexico. An Indiana man robbed a woman and then asked her out on a date on social media. Police say Amber Biron was checking her mailbox when Damian Boyce held her at gunpoint. He eventually asked her out. He was also charged with robbery and is being held on bond. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.